Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Ralph Danglemeyer, who is the CEO of BlueSnap, talking a little PayPal eBay spinoff. Thanks for joining me today, Ralph.
Thanks for having me again, Karen. How are you?
I'm good. So, boy, I'll tell you, not a week goes by where there isn't blockbuster news in payments. This certainly broke this morning, and I'd love to get your reaction. eBay, PayPal now, two separate companies. What do you think?
Well, I think it's great for eBay. I mean, honestly, they own 100% of PayPal, so they're going to benefit tremendously from the IPO. I think also eBay was about 30% of PayPal's transactions, which are now trending down to about 15%. So obviously, eBay is getting pressure to use other wallets and other payment types other than PayPal. And I think it's good for PayPal to some extent because they're going to get a lot more flexibility to innovate and be able to create more products that will compete in this very competitive market.
So I was listening to their earnings discussion this morning, and two things I wanted to get your reaction to. So John Donahoe did mention that this gave each eBay and PayPal the strategic flexibility and strategic agility. Boy, lots of words that are hard to pronounce together, to do different things. What do you think they'll each be able to do differently? You mentioned eBay will be able to accept more payment types, but strategically, what will they have the degrees of freedom to do today that they couldn't as one combined entity?
Well, I think what's going on right now, Karen, is getting a lot of pressure from Apple Pay, getting a lot of pressure from Alibaba. And I think what's going to happen is they're going to have to get much more creative in alternative payment types and dealing with being able to do payments a lot easier on the phone. And right now, eBay is not easy to work with when it comes to making a mobile payment.
Well, that's very true. But you can sort of do that. Being a combined company doesn't necessarily mean you can't do those things. I mean, is there a bigger play here that you think is imminent?
Well, you can speculate that as they IPO, they're going to generate more cash and be a little more nimble. They're going to go out and acquire more stakes and other payment types. I think that's something they might do, yes.
So what do you think the IPO'd PayPal will actually look like? What do you think PayPal will begin to do that it couldn't potentially do as part of eBay?
Well, as we all know, PayPal has really not been that innovative over the last, say, 5 or 6 years. It's lost a lot of its talent, lost a lot of its development staff. The merchants have been complaining about their inflexibility and their old technology. So I guess this gives them a chance to be that innovative IPO and try to compete with the likes of Twitter's and Facebook's and Alipay.
So Carl Icahn was right after all?
Seems like he's right a lot. He was calling this back in March of this year.
Yeah, no, generated a lot of anxiety on the part of the eBay PayPal community, of course. And as I think happens a lot when Carl gets involved, whatever he suggested happen ends up happening months down the road. Well, this is certainly, I think, one of the early strategic shifts in the market that we're seeing post Apple Pay and Alibaba's IPO. And I do think that this is going to be an interesting time for payments overall. What do you think the payments ecosystem will do in response as they begin to digest this information and think about their plans? How does this change things?
I don't think it's going to change much, Karen. I think people are still going to think of PayPal as a competitor. I mean, Visa's thinking of it as a competitor. Obviously, Alipay's thinking of it as a competitor. Apple Pay's thinking of it as a competitor for not including them in their recent rollout. So I don't think it's going to change much for them as it relates to what the product does. I just think it's back to they have a lot more flexibility to do things that they maybe couldn't do today, which is get more innovative. And I got a question back to you. Why do you think it's going to take a year for them to create this IPO?
No idea. I was listening for signs of that on the investor call, and they just indicated that it was going to take that much time to organize things and to do it the right way. They said the second half of 2015, which is pretty nonspecific. That could mean April. It could mean November.
I think four payment companies have got bought in the last year. and the landscape has changed dramatically. So I don't understand why it would take a year to get this done.
Interesting. Well, I'll see. How does this change anything that you're thinking about or doing? Does it at all?
Well, from our standpoint, our biggest competition was really Braintree, and it seems like they're getting lost in this whole thing. I haven't heard them brought up at all in this PayPal acquisition. So really interesting to see how those customers are going to react to this news.
Well, it certainly is an interesting time to be in this business. That is for sure. Can't wait to see what happens 2 weeks from now. I mean, who's to know?
I'm sure it'll be another exciting 2 weeks in payments leading up to Money 2020, where there'll probably be a lot of nukes being leaked out over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, you never know. It's always something. It's a great time to be in the business. Thanks, Ralph, for taking a few minutes to talk to me today.
Thanks, Karen. Have a good day.